Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There are multiple cold fronts settling down as far south as northern Mexico. It's about 36 degrees in Austin, Texas. That's cold for this time of year. They had to cancel a big global warming meeting at the Capitol because the roads were shut down in D.C. with the unseasonably cold weather. They've had record snow in Michigan and other areas, over 160 inches in just a few days. My gosh, the global warming is just unbelievably devastating, isn't it? And that's all we hear, a full court press on the Weather Channel and CNN and even Fox and all these different media stunts. Oh my gosh, it's over. If we don't have a global carbon tax, then the Earth will be destroyed. Though there is no doubt that there is climate change going on, most of it generated by the sun's increase in radiance in the last 12 years intensifying. Continuing with some of the news that's coming up today, on this Wednesday, the 14th day of February, 2007, top Cheney aide, 2007 is the year of Iran, U.S. attack, a real possibility. A real possibility. We'll be breaking that report down. Also, waivers to Army recruiters with criminal backgrounds double. For Army recruits, double. From 2003 to 2006, we'll integrate this with the fact that they're aggravated felons, many of them. Chrysler to eliminate another 13,000 jobs after massive layoffs last year. Toyota is surging past Ford and GM to be the largest automaker. It's just the continual erosion of our industrial capacity. We'll be breaking that down, and we're also going to have open phones today. I know that we've been having a lot of guests the last few weeks, and calls have been, I don't want to say few and far between, but we've been isolating the calls to 30 minutes here, 20 minutes there. We're going to have open phones throughout the broadcast today. The toll-free number to join us on any news item, any issue you wish to discuss is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air. But I do want to get more into the latest hype surrounding global warming, the latest information concerning target Iran and the war clouds darkening and intensifying. We'll also break down a large section on police state developments that have come out today as well. And there's some news out of Africa. 10% of South African nurses have HIV, clearly tied to a bioweapons program. Back to Iran, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is saying, world can halt Bush's crimes by dumping the dollar. Another report out by Canada West News Service, Canada, U.S., and Mexican officials held secretive meeting on integration. More news coming out as more FOIA requests are granted as more documentation begins to come out. Jerry Spence, the legendary Western lawyer, has won a huge lawsuit against the feds when they tried to set somebody up on false terrorism charges in the U.S. tied to the government terror operation of the Madrid bombing. Mexican drug gangs are slugging it out on YouTube. This out of the Register. And much more. We'll also look at some of the new toll road developments here in the United States, as well as Germany, the UK, and many Western nations. The same program, the same plan is being implemented all over the Western world as a new form of financial rape against the people. It's all coming up today. The websites are jonesreport.com, infowars.net, prisonplanet.com, prisonplanet.tv. Did I mention Infowars.com? There's several others. They have a lot of the same info, a lot of different info. They all have their own webmasters. They're excellent. Check them out.
It's
this year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Wright discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Not even a week has passed, and the mainstream media has now had to admit that the report that Iran was shipping in incredibly sophisticated weapons, then you'd read deeper, it was supposedly these 88-millimeter mortar shells, and now it's been admitted that they are actually a British manufacturer. And remember, the London Guardian, the London Independent, of course, after we reported on it, have now reported in the last week that triggers bought in New York, put together and packaged in Ireland, have been shipped, quote, to the insurgency in Iraq. And in previous reports, it's been admitted that, and we've had the individuals on who purchased them, former commandos and secret police agents for the British Crown, reporting that it was the British government staging those terror attacks and delivering those detonators. And we've also caught British Special Air Services dressed up like Arabs running around bombing and shooting people. And, of course, the mosque about a year and a half ago was blown up clearly by U.S. forces to get the two sides fighting with each other. Every time the Sunni and the Shiite stop killing each other, some atrocities are committed to reinvigorate the fight. And I guess you could call it COINTELPRO on steroids. The Think Process has picked up a few snippets out of mainstream news. This is up on PrisonPlanet.com concerning what's happening in Iran. Top Cheney aide, 2007 is the year of Iran. U.S. attack a real possibility. Yeah, all those carrier task force groups that have now arrived, they're not there for nothing. Every time they've had that type of buildup in modern history, I guess since the Cuban Missile Crisis, it's been for real, and there's been attacks launched against nations. Top Cheney aide, 2007 is the year of Iran. U.S. attack a real possibility. As the Bush administration ratchets up pressure on Iran, Vice President Cheney's top national security aide has been quoted by the Washington Post in the 10th paragraph of page A18 that war with Iran is a real possibility this year. Some senior administration officials still relish the notion of a direct confrontation. One ambassador in Washington said he was taken aback when John Hanna, Vice President Dick Cheney's national security advisor, said that during a recent meeting that the administration considers 2007 the year of Iran and indicated that a U.S. attack was a real possibility, Hanna declined to be interviewed for this article. Those who have knowledge of the buildup to war in Iraq will recognize John Hanna's name. In Bush's second term, he replaced Scooter Libby as the head of Cheney's national security staff. During Bush's first term, he personally wrote the first draft of the infamous speech that Secretary of State Colin Powell delivered to the United Nations with the vial of anthrax, according to Powell's former aide, Lawrence Wilkerson. And it just goes from bad to worse from there. Moreover, Hanna was a top source for false pre-war intelligence from Iraqi exiles that was stovepiped intelligence agencies and sent directly to the White House. For months, Cheney's office has denied that the Veep bypassed U.S. intelligence agencies to get intel reports from Ahmad Jalabi's Iraq National Congress, a total convicted criminal. But a June 2004 memo written by INC lobbyist Kunbar to the U.S. Senate committee lists John Hanna, a senior national security aide on Cheney's staff, as one of two U.S. government recipients for reports generated by an intelligence program being run in the INC, the Special Plans Office, and which was then being funded by the State Department. Under the program, defectors' reports and raw intelligence are cultivated and analyzed. The info was then reported to, among other appropriate governmental and non-governmental international agencies. The memo not only describes Cheney's aide, Hanna, as the principal point of contact for the program, it even provides his direct White House telephone number. Now, let's back up here. The New York Times reporter who wrote the story about aluminum tubes, clearly for intercontinental ballistic missiles, is the same reporter now putting out the report last Friday, 2 days before the Pentagon even put out the disinfo that Iran was shipping in, quote, the highly advanced weapons, and it turned out that wasn't the case. So they are also saying there's no plan to attack Iran if they do the right thing. The exact same propaganda we were given in the buildup to the Iraq war. We then got the White House memos and other White House and Downing Street documents out of Tony Blair's office where they intended to attack all along. And, quote, the intelligence was to be fixed around that. So we stand here at the precipice of the kickoff of what could lead into World War III. And even if they just strike Iran and Iran lays there and takes it, you're going to see major economic problems. They're talking about a conservative tripling in oil prices, a doubling in gold prices, and a continual plunge of the U.S. greenback. So that's where we stand right now. Another story here out of Global Research. Bush, Iran war agenda. Trigger an accidental conflict as a pretext to justify limited strikes. Now, Zbigniew Brzezinski, a top globalist think tank king, overlord, top technician, I mean, he wrote a book in 73, Between Two Ages, and everything he said would happen, happened exactly. Not because he had a crystal ball, but because, as Henry Kissinger said, the Trilateral Commission is government in exile. It is the real policy directive on major issues of war, finance, international banking between Japan, the U.S., and Europe. Hillary Mann, the former National Security Council director for Iranian and Persian Gulf affairs under the Bush administration from 2001 to 2004 has issued a sober warning to the public today concerning the Bush administration's intentions in Iran, echoing what Zbigniew Brzezinski talked about, how there could be a staged attack in the U.S. to be blamed on Iran. For him to be going public is just off the charts. In an interview this morning on CNN, and we that clip's up there if you want to go see it, she accused the Bush administration of trying to push a provocative, accidental conflict as a pretext to justify limited strikes or crucial nuclear and military infrastructure as opposed to a large ground war, as is the case with Iraq. When asked why the Bush administration was seeking to do this, she responded that it was part of Bush's broader agenda for the Middle East to bring about a democratization, peace, and stability, when the actual Pentagon plan is total destabilization and break each of the nations up into multiple parts along sectarian racial lines. Of course, one only has to look back to history to see the Bush administration's real agenda behind confronting Iran. Iran is only one piece of the puzzle in a broader, century-long struggle by the U.S., Britain, and its Western allies to secure the Middle East oil reserves. And then they go through a chronological history of what's really happened in Iran. Again, your calls are coming up in the next segment throughout the broadcast, interspersed with key news from around the world and here in the United States on a wide spectrum of key areas of human activity. But this is by Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. By the way, Rents.com is back up, so I got this from there. But world can halt Bush's crimes by dumping the dollar. What would be the consequences of a U.S. or Israeli attack on Iran's nuclear energy sites? At the 2006 Global Peace Forum, Australian medical scientist Dr. Helen Caldicott provided an authoritative analysis of the devastating impact of human life that result from the radiation release from such an attack. The doctor described the catastrophic deaths that would result from a conventional attack on nuclear facilities and, of course, the ensuing fallout, and the long-term increase in cancer deaths from radiation release. By the way, the different airstreams go right over the middle of the U.S. from Iran. Routinely here in Texas, we get red dirt on our cars, and the news announces properly that it came from Mongolia, Iran, you name it. Should the attack be made with nuclear weapons, as some of Bush's criminally insane neoconservative advisors advocate, the populations of many countries would suffer for generations from radioactive particles in the air, water, and food chains. Deaths would number in the many millions. That's right, because when you detonate a hydrogen bomb in the atmosphere, there's little radiation compared to detonating at ground level, because it combines with all the different metals and other isotopes, especially if you're bombing nuclear sites, filled with uranium and plutonium, and it then ejects that into the air. Just go do some research on what's the big problem with ground or sub detonations. That's why dirty nukes that they have designed, the Russians and the U.S. have designed, are jacketed with cobalt or other metals, turning them into super radiation weapons. Such an attack, justified in the name of American security and American hegemony, would constitute the rawest form of evil the world has ever seen, far surpassing in evil the atrocities of Nazi and communist regimes. Dr. Caldicott detailed the horrible long-term consequences for Iraqi population from the U.S. military's current use of depleted uranium, the equivalent of 44,000 A-bombs, I would add, the size of Hiroshima, in explosive ammunition used in Iraq. Caldicott explained that depleted does not mean depleted of radiation. She explained that each time such ammunition is used, radioactive particles are released in the air and are absorbed into people's lungs. We are yet to see the horrific civilian casualty rate of the American invasion, or the true casualty rates among U.S. troops that are well over 11,000. Dr. Caldicott expressed bewilderment why the rest of the world does not stand up to the U.S. and force a halt to its crimes against humanity. And then he goes into talking about how a plunging dollar could counter that. I don't know. We'll read more of it later after we take your calls. We are live. It is the 14th day, Valentine's Day, St. Valentine's Day. And I'm Alex Jones, your host. A lot of key information coming up today. You'll want to stay with us right here on the GCN Radio Network.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Ted Anders for Midas, February 13, 2007, gold $667.90, ounce gold coins are $689.42, $346.80 for half, $173.40 for quarter ounce. That's $689.42, $346.80, and $173.40. 1971, Nixon closes the gold window. Fiat currency, 1920s, the German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion. 1995, gold doubles against the Mexican peso. 1997, gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee. 1998, gold jumps 2/3 over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses 1/5 of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over half to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Barashev's report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold-oil relationship. You've lost half of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there's an assault upon America's freedom of religion by the United Nations Genocide Convention Treaty? The laws are called hate crime laws. These laws will eventually shut down Christianity in America by accusing Christians of hate crimes. These laws are already being used in Canada, Britain, Australia, and Sweden against Christians for reading certain Bible passages. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
They railed against the crowd. Coming up, we'll get into all the new developments with the huge snowstorms and how that ties into our global warming. We'll also break down some new information concerning the illegal alien invasion, the North American Union, and much more. Right now, let's go to your calls. As promised, Skio in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing today?
Good, sir.
Good. I called you yesterday, too. We were talking about the anarchist. I was going to start a website. But today I caught something very interesting. Let me ask you a question, Alex. Do you think that car bombings are spectacular?
Do I think that what?
Car bombs are spectacular.
Yes, they're spectacular.
Well, George Bush thinks so. George Bush, I just caught the presidential news conference on TV, and I recorded it, where he's talking about Al-Qaeda and how spectacular their car bombs are. Would you like to hear it?
Well, it's spectacular to use the word spectacular, especially in a presidential speech. I knew he was giving one. I didn't have a chance to see it. I was on the radio. But to have, you know, him using terms like spectacular just shows it's pure hype. Go ahead and play the clip.
Sure. Here we go.
And then I'll comment on it. Yeah, it's way too low. You know, I like to have folks play clips sometimes, but half the time it doesn't work.
Accomplished our mission. Of course,
yeah, we just can't do it, sir. Put him on hold, and he'll figure out later that we were unable to do that. It'd be really nice to be able to hear it, and later we'll get the clip. But people call in and say, "Can I play a clip?" And I kind of go, "Yeah, go ahead." But a lot of times you just can't hear it. We'll get the transcript and talk about it. But let's bring up what we know. I appreciate your call, Skio. Sorry that didn't work. The Associated Press, WorldNet Daily, and others reported that members of the FBI have gone public, that they were ordered to issue terror alerts every time bad news came out about anything that was going on in the president's office, anything at the White House, anything with his policies, bad economic news, corruption news. And by 2002, by late 2002, there were reports of this. And by 2003 and 4, remember when they constantly had the new color-coded system and they were hyping it, and then major poll showed a majority of Americans believed, something like 70% believed that it was being done for political purposes, and now Keith Oberman the last year has talked about it. It's kind of old news that they issued these, and then even Ari Fleischer, White House press secretary at the time, back in 2003, admitted that they said, why are all these alerts coming out of nowhere? And he said, well, it's for political reasons. Why do you think? Then he resigned a few weeks later. Who knows what was going on behind the scenes there? I guess he had a breakdown. And I guess you can only tell those lies so long before, they had to break down. And we know that they fixed Iraq intelligence, and they're going to kill us with WMDs in 45 minutes. You know, they can hit us in 45 minutes, and it's all over if we don't attack them. I mean, they're constantly terrorizing us. That's what you'd expect from terrorists. That's the definition, the old definition of terrorism. To paraphrase it, is basically threatening harm or threatening some, you know, devastating event if a population or a country or an individual doesn't acquiesce to your demands. So basically, let us turn America into a police state. Let us have unitary executive dictatorial powers. Let us abolish the Bill of Rights and Constitution, or Al-Qaeda is going to get you. I mean, there's no doubt we have a government trying to set up a police state, trying to set up a dictatorship. And they also have had thousands of terror drills that create the psychological image at the subconscious level that terrorism is real. Blowing up buses, blowing up cars, having these drills from Seattle to Chicago to Belton, Texas. U.S. Army running around. Urban warfare drills in every major city. It's just all part of an acclimation. The television shows, the dramas, the news programs bathing you, both in fiction and nonfiction, bathing your minds, your souls, your intellect in this. And remember Bush last year said they were going to blow up the Freedom Tower, and he shows some big skyscraper in L.A. The building was never called the Freedom Tower. Its name's not the Freedom Tower. But they know the public's so dumbed down, they would just call it the Freedom Tower for the added effect. And then it turned out that was not a real threat, wasn't real. And every one of these other major terror alerts, where they were going to blow up the Brooklyn Bridge, they were going to attack the FBI office in Miami, more often than not, it's something an informant claims that isn't even connected to real people. In other cases, it's street people. The FBI has been funding for 2 years with, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars to finally go videotape the FBI building. Meanwhile, illegal aliens don't have to show IDs to get bank accounts. Kenneth, Brett, Tom, Tim, your calls, and a lot more are straight ahead. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Glad that you are spending some time with us on this live Wednesday, the 14th day of February 2007, Valentine's Day, St. Valentine's Day. Boy, the women are happy on this day. They're just running around smiling. My wife's happy. Family's happy. They just love it. They love love. And so do I. That's what this is all about. It's why we do it. Coming up, I want to talk about Hearst Publishing, and I want to integrate it with a little five-minute clip from Keith Overman and analyze it before this hour ends. But right now, we're going to go back to your phone calls. But before I did that, I wanted to continue what I was saying. Remember middle of 2006, there was the report that Bush had foiled a highly coordinated, imminent Al-Qaeda, Al-Shi'ata attack on the Freedom Tower. And within 10 minutes, even mainstream media reported that they were confused because they couldn't find anything named Freedom Tower in Los Angeles. The building has had two names, and neither one of them are anywhere near that name. Freedom is not in the name. So we're talking about but 70-something story buildings, and the White House writes up these scripts and goes, they won't know the difference. Call it freedom. They wanted to blow up freedom. And more importantly, it came out within a week or less. We wrote articles about it at PrisonPlanet.com, but so did even the mainstream media, that within 2 minutes of Bush announcing it under a false name, Fox News, within 2 minutes, it was timed, within his press conference, was already rolling video of the Freedom Tower. And what was the video they rolled? It was Independence Day, made back in the early 90s, with an image of a giant black flying saucer firing a particle beam and blowing up the structure. So, archetypal War of the Worlds, H.G. Wells, Orson Welles type fear-mongering and hysteria. So, A, they used a movie with flying saucers blowing it up as news. They had it within 2 minutes showing the whole thing was staged, because how did they find the right building and the right video under a wrong name? I mean, I could see him there in the Fox archives all on computer going, what building is that? Find it. He's saying it's the Freedom Tower. Before his speech was even done, and before they'd given their press conference, there's images of a flying saucer blowing up a building. This is the type of stuff we forget about. And then it came out that there was never a threat, that it was, quote, some unspecified, unconfirmed chatter. So there is no end to the links that these people will go to. And look, Viet Dinh of the Justice Department is on the board of directors of Fox News. The guy that wrote the Patriot Act, the guy that believes that the president is above the law. And Tony Snow's always been an operative and worked at Fox, and now he's just a public operative as the White House press secretary. But don't think that Fox is where it ends. CNN, in many ways, is worse because it's slicker and mixes in more liberalism to fool the liberals. I mean, all of them are operatives. Take Wolf Blitzer. I mean, he was a former super lobbyist for AIPAC, like many of the other people, like Jack Abramoff going off to the Hooskow. Let's go to Kenneth in Louisiana. You're on the air. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Thank you, Alex. In 2 Peter chapter 2, it says, in their greed, they're going to exploit us with false words. And you mentioned a lot of times prison planning, and it that is true, then we're succumbed to false words and repetitious words and witchcraft. And if a Muslim tells the truth, he's labeled a terrorist. If a black man tells the truth, he's labeled an Uncle Tom. If a white Christian tells the truth, he's labeled a racist. Do you see that, what's happening, that we're being exploited with false words?
Well, I mean, it's Soviet re-education, where not just at the re-education camps, but in the general public, certain words you couldn't use. You couldn't use the word homosexual in Russia in the 60s and 70s because that was considered a hateful word. It's just like heterosexual, homosexual, Negro, Anglo. If you use the word Negro, a lot of people think that you're being racist. Or if you use the word homosexual, the BBC reporter, Robin Page, just said that rural communities deserve the same rights. This was in 2002 at a speech as Muslims and homosexuals, and they arrested him saying you're not allowed to use that word. Well, that's right out of the Soviet handbook. And so they have all these words they say you can't use, and then they demonize anyone, so you can't even communicate with the basic language. And the government could care less about the gays. I mean, the government clearly used them as a vector population in New York and San Francisco and L.A. and Chicago with the hepatitis shots filled with the bioweapon in the late 1970s, and we have the documents. So it's just any way to get different groups out there to be in support of hate crimes legislation, and not even just legislation, just a chilling effect. A chilling effect on so many issues where you can't even have a conversation.
Right. Paula Zahn, she's having every day try to turn into her show at, you know, at 7 Central Time on CNN. She's doing shows on intolerance and racial crimes, and it's aimed at putting guilt on whites. And I wrote a letter, sent her an email, and told her that 91% of the interracial crime in America is black on white. And 50%
well, it is true that black-on-white crime is 10 times more frequent. That's the Justice Department's own numbers. But and I do think that is the case, but I think those numbers are overblown. I think it's serious. It's real because a lot of blacks feel like that they've been put down, so it's their right to attack whites. There is more racial crime against whites now in every indices you look at by other groups because whites are seen as the king daddies. I think there's a little bit of over-reporting because police are more apt to enforce against blacks and get confessions against blacks and prosecute when there is black-on-white crime. And whites feed into this because a lot of whites think they're part of the power structure and go along with the system believing that they're elites just because they're white. And I assure you, whites are peons just like everybody else. There's a crude way of putting it, but you know we're all in the same boat together, and we are going to figure that out, or we're gonna sink. But I appreciate your call. And why do they want such guilt of whites? Because then they can sell taxes, then they can sell open borders, then they can sell all these different agendas. Bottom line, the globalists always talk about how they love blacks and how they want to help them with the great society and you can't have a man in the house and break up the family. Blacks had very low illegitimacy in the 1940s and 50s. Within a decade of the Great Society, launched in the mid-1960s, the black family was a rare commodity indeed. And cocaine was shipped into the black community. And black men were trained and socially engineered to not rise in society. So blacks have really been, everything's been tested on them, from the cancer viruses to syphilis to the social engineering. I like black people. I genuinely like black people, growing up around a lot of great black folks in Dallas, Texas. And I know that blacks have been through the ringer. But I know that all of this multiculturalism is made to make them hate whites and make whites feel all guilty. And it's not to help black people, but it's actually to stop their integration into society. And a lot of black intellectuals and others have said this, but we have the government's own documents on this. It's a very sophisticated, complex issue. But as Tony Brown has said on this show, what's done to the blacks is done to the whites 10 years later. So whites like to sit around and snicker with racial profiling and beatdowns and shootings in the back and CPS grabbing blacks. Well, here's an example. The CPS has run out of blacks and other minorities and illegal aliens are good folks when it comes to their families. They'll run. CPS knocks on their door, they're gone in 5 hours. Nothing's more important than their children because they've got their heads screwed on straight at many levels because they're more of the old model of what humanity used to be. They haven't been totally conditioned yet and brought into this modern system. So I admire Hispanics, but you see Hispanics after one or two generations being Americanized, and it's some of the worst squalor you've ever seen, and the family's unraveling and everybody's shooting each other. Basically, anybody that follows this system and does, you know, follows the social mores that are pushed will see your communities destroyed. Whites are now at above 50% illegitimacy, and it was less than 10% 50 years ago. Blacks are at over 90% illegitimacy. By design, I've already done this talk several times in the last few months, but it's so central. And I think about what blacks have been through, and I identify with it historically, what other populations have gone through. And I identify with people like Malcolm X and others who just say, I've had enough, I'm standing up, and if you want it, come and get it. And if more of us had that type of attitude, we wouldn't be slaves. But white communities are unraveling at the seams, bursting at the seams, completely falling apart. Everything's falling apart. Every indicator of societal de-evolution is there. And all of this multiculturalism is to get each other, to get us all at each other's throats, and we all need to rebuke it and say no to it and step back from it and see what it is. But if I was a black man, can you imagine if I was a black man? I mean, I'm mad about the violations of my rights. I'm mad about what's happening. I'm mad about the tyranny, and I'm a white guy. Can you imagine being black? And see, they know that. So they play on that. And, you know, to create that bitterness and to basically forge blacks, the black community, into being a tool of the New World Order, just like they've done with the illegal aliens. And we need to just realize what the scam, and we need to come together against the New World Order and say no to it. And that's what's happening. But I also have to tell you that it black people are probably the most awake group out there. Black people, and I never even reached out, because I reach out to everybody, but black folks have always really resonated with this program, and also Hispanics. Hispanics are the, you know, of quote minority groups, they are, it's way disproportionate. The amount of orders we get for films with Spanish surnames, the fans on the street in Austin, it is unbelievable. Hispanics love this show, and that is if they're able to understand the language, English, and able to hear me out. Then they get the big picture. I mean, Mexicans have been under tyranny in Mexico. Latin Americans are incredibly awake people. It is American white middle class that will basically buy anything they're shoveled, anything they're fed, and now they're waking up too. They're waking up too. But the group holding up the New World Order right now more than anybody are white intellectual wannabes, white yuppies, white liberals, and white conservatives. And if you really study what they believe, it's very similar except for a few social issues. They're a bunch of warmongers. They love the police state. They think the police state's for everybody else. And over and over again in Wisconsin and Michigan and New York, every time I get a mainstream news report, and then it's always 10 times worse in the sites that watch the CPS and study this, the different activist groups, you actually interview the people, it's much worse than you read. But imagine New York Daily News and other publications in New York where it says they come to black women. And I mean, this actually gets my blood pressure up. Okay, I feel violent when I think about this. Whether it was a white woman, a Hispanic woman, black, it doesn't matter. It's a human being. None of us are safe when this is going on. I empathize. I do feel the pain. Because I know you reap what you sow. I know what comes around goes around. I know that if it can happen to them, it can happen to me. And, I mean, you read where they come and they say, we're going to take the one-year-old and the three-year-old to some black woman working two jobs. And we're going to, this is one case I'm talking about. There's many. Thousands in New York City alone. But they feed mainly on the blacks because they've been set up for it. They don't have a family. They don't have any support structure. But they're strong people. They'll get real mad when you do it. Then you can send in the cops. They set them up. I mean, they got blacks' number, folks. They got their number. They've been doing it for hundreds of years. And they come in and they say, you sign the papers and let us take the 8-year-old, and we won't take the other two. And they take that little black boy and they take him to a private pharma facility administered by state employees and city employees, and they test, they make the black boy drink pesticide, and 2 months later, he's dead. They murder black children all over this country. And that piece of trash, Jesse Jackson, doesn't say a word about it. And all the rest of these scumbag black leaders that are just paid off to sit there and tell you all the right racial stuff and make you feel like they're in your corner, they're not in your corner. And it just makes me so mad to see things like this happening. And it gives me courage, and it makes me redouble my efforts. When I see things like that, it enrages me with righteous indignation. And so, Then I see the scourge of black-on-white crime because blacks have been filled full of all this unrighteous anger because they've been taught, as the whites have been taught, that somebody driving around in a late-model Cadillac living in a $200,000 house is Richie Rich, and they're the ones that did the oppressing. That's why there's so much black-on-white crime. Most of it isn't even, quote, racially motivated. It's motivated because that's who you rob, is whitey. But you have a disproportionate level of black-on-black violence, too. Because blacks have been set up for a fall. Now, the people they've ruined culturally, societally, it doesn't mean that they shouldn't go to prison or shouldn't go to the chair. The point is that you have to understand the product that they are. The product of absolute, just horrible things that have been done to blacks. And I just wish they had a community to defend themselves. All right, we'll be right back with more of your calls. But that subject got me going. Stay with us. Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Black leaders give the black people in this country false revolutions, false issues to be concerned about. Can you imagine the hay that Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson could make with the black community over murdering black children not a single word out of their mouths, and I've gone and done Google searches, and you're not going to hear a word out of them. It's staged. Let's talk to Brett in California, then Tom, Tim, Todd, Ken, and others. Go ahead, you're on the air, Brett.
Alex, it's Brad. I'm in Revista. First off, I got to tell you, I'm a relatively new listener. I'm 62 years old. My son is a former Marine logistics officer, Jeff, who calls you occasionally. I've witnessed everything you've seen. I've worked in Oakland. I work in the high-end car business. If you're not driving an Escalade, you should. But leaving that aside, I was listening to Jeff Wrench. You turned me on to him. And by the way, you have the best website of any website I've seen in this country. I'm a Christian. I believe in what you're doing. Our biggest problem is getting the word out. And I listen to you on the Internet, and I listen to you real-time, real-stream, whenever I can, and I listen to you daily. You're a patriot. You're a man of the cloth, and you inspire people, Alex. And all I want to do is tell you that there's a lot of people out here that are waking up. We work in a hard middle-class area. White people, black people, Chinese people. This is Silicon Valley. But what's going on here is a dreadful crime, and I'm talking about Lawrence Livermore and what they're doing. All those dirty bombs that end up in Iraq and the company back in Michigan that Bo Nichols was talking about. This is a crime against humanity, and people need to be woken up, and that's all I really want to say. And by the way, a belated happy birthday. I wish you and your family the best. You have helped reunite me with my son. And I just can't congratulate you enough.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate your call. You know, I have a lot of enemies, and a lot of people attack me, and the enemy does come against us, but that is all a blessing in the end. And if you look at the fruit that this tree has borne, we have, with God's help, created millions of activists, hundreds of them that are extremely prominent and cite this transmission as the place where they first woke up. And it is sad occasionally to see people you've woken up completely blinded by darkness and fallen into the wicked one's hands, but that's what happens. And it isn't appointed to everybody wake up and or stay awake, but overall people are waking up, they are taking action, we're on the march, the empire is on the run, and I appreciate all your kind words, sir. Tom and many others, your calls are coming up when we start the second hour. Continue, we'll open phones throughout the next 2 hours. I'm going to get into yellow journalism a little bit in the next hour and a piece Uberman did on Hearst Publishing. I meant to do it this hour, but we've already run out of time because I got into the subject of the literal rending and feeding and cannibalism by the New World Order, particularly against blacks in this country because a caller mentioned it. But before I do that, in the last 30 seconds of this hour, please go to InfoWars.com, peruse the safe, secure online video and bookstore shopping cart. Look now at the hundreds of titles of films and books on tape and T-shirts and bumper stickers that we have available there, because it gets the word out, and it's a very effective tool against the globalist, and it makes this broadcast possible. InfoWars.com, or see all my films online right now and a lot more at PrisonPlanet.tv. It's a great activist tool. Check it out. PrisonPlanet.tv, or call toll-free to order videos, 888-253-3139. Second hour, 70 seconds away. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.